Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Praise Yahweh. Call somebody up and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air. We need the listening ears tonight to tune in. Praise Yahweh. This is Thursday, and we are on the 27th day of December. We're live on Truth tonight. We've got 60 minutes of good material coming your way. We are in the descendants of Joseph Ephraim. We're going to tie the genetic codes and correct the errors of the scriptures wherein that they have changed the genetic code, just like Genesis 3:15. You see, Satan is very crafty. He entered in the garden and he placed his genetics within the presence of the woman. She accepted to have his baby, and by doing so, she brought a Cainite bloodline into the earth. And since then, we have had hell to pay, so to speak. Now, listen to Psalms chapter 80 and verse 1. Let me review the first three verses for you again. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, that thou leadest Joseph like a flock. Now, we're talking about the tribes of Israel. That thou that dwellest between the cherubs shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O Elohim, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Yahweh, here is the one I want you to particularly pay attention to. O Yahweh of hosts, how long? This is the question that is the heartbeat of Jacob tonight. Those that know their identity, those that know what state of slumber and sleep the majority of Jacob Israel, the true Jacob Israel is, we're not talking about that region of Palestine we call the sandbox, or where we call it Israeli. That's what they've given us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have bought into, again, a poisoned, infested apple of deceit. Therefore, Yahweh has turned his ears from hearing our prayers for an appointed time. The question that the psalmist here, David, who himself was an Ephraimite. Now, we got to be very bold to come on national worldwide radio and say that David was an Ephraimite, when for hundreds and hundreds of years, it is the accepted norm that he was a Jew. Well, we're in here breaking trails, daring to go where a few preachers will go because they don't have the understanding. First of all, you lose friends when you preach this gospel. Even in the house of Israel, you have enemies. Now, why? Because it breaks ranks with tradition. You go against the grain, against the flow, as the salmon would swim upstream against all the dams of the tributaries that lead to the spawning grounds of spiritual manifestation and revelation. They do not want to strive to enter in or study to show themselves approved. Once they bit into a lie, they like to hang by the teeth like a pit bulldog. And we would emphasize the pit, and we have vipers in that area called pit vipers also, praise Yahweh. How long, O Yahweh, will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You feed us with the bread of tears. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had the rear end of this horse long enough. We are the horse, but the cart is in front, and you get three Israelites together, and you've got a half a dozen of divided opinions right off the bat. No wonder the Jews don't have to contend or worry with the house of Israel. There's so much confusion among Israelites. That's because of this false doctrine. We're here tonight to set the genetic record straight. We are going on record publicly. We'll take a debate for any pastor. If you don't like to be called a pastor, whatever you are, then you just step up to the plate and pitch out your best pitch, and we will take a swing at your doctrine. Why? Because the Bible said that to examine everything to see if it's in the faith. And we know that the Messiah himself was from the bloodline descendants of Ephraim. We are challenging anybody that wants to debate that gospel, that Christ himself was not a Jew. Now, we dare to go, as I have said, where other preachers, other teachers, they just lay low. They whistle Dixie while I'm preaching. That's all they've got left to whistle on. They don't have any word to reel in the truth. The Bible said the gospel will stop every mouth. And that's what we're on here for, to stop the mouth of these false prophets as they bark on the heels of sand foundations. And ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't on the rock, you'll be shook off, and the truth's coming, and a great shaking of revelation is coming down the pike for Israel. Now, the Bible warns Israel, for those that would not walk in, when the light comes, they shall receive by their own rejection of the truth, they shall receive a greater damnation, for it'd be better for them to not to hear or to know the truth than to hear it or know it and not obey it. So then you've got work to do, Jacob Israel. If you're hearing tonight that Christ is a Jew, you've believed that all your life, and Pastor Buddy comes on and says that's just a bunch of poppycock, if you will. It is something that is out of the 23rd imagination, the chapter of their imagination of some lost or longing Canaanite. We bit into that apple, and we run with it. That, yep, that's right, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. I've heard it all my life. Glory to God. Jews are God's chosen people. I've heard it. My mommy believed it, and daddy taught it. Glory to God. And I believe they are. Glory to God. And we are just the dumb Gentiles. But now God's grace is sufficient. He'll save us. And then later on, God's going to open up the eyes of them blinded Jews. Well, where in the hell do you read that at? What chapter does it come from?
You say, well, Pastor Buddy, don't get so pissed off about it.
Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time when we just have to get very frank and cut it to the right to the chase and get right down to the bone and really pick the bone here. And that's what we're doing. We wonder where these false, brilliant jackasses that give themselves out as ministers and preachers and professors and DDs and dumb dogs, as I see them, and doctors of divinity, doctors of deceit is a better word. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not here with the shepherd's call to be a battering ram or a maul, but we're here to bring blood. We're here to cut out every false way. We hate every false way. And the reason that we hate every false way is simply because that we don't have time for foolish things. Now, when you were a child, you thought as a child, and foolishly, you went along as a child, but when you become a man, or you got on meat, you put away childish milk. So I'm not here to spoon feed you with milk mush. I'm here to give you meat, and if you've got any molars, start chomping and start digesting and start going into the Word, or write me or call me or challenge me. You've got the privilege. You're free, wide, and 21, no doubt. Put your finger in the yellow pages here, and let me save you that trip. Let your understanding do your telephone dialing. Area code 423-626-2172 will get you right into my door. And then we will set up a debate, if you would like to debate the issue. Now, if you are contending for the faith, the Bible says to You say, well, now, Brother Buddy, I don't believe in arguing over the Bible. Glory to God. Well, if it ain't worth arguing over, it ain't worth having. My heavens. If you won't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Would you care if I came in and took all of your treasure out of your house? Carried your every belonging out? Well, of course you would object to that. Well, what if these false prophets come in and carry you away and cause you to become a mental cripple by deceiving you and giving you false hope? You can smite your breast like the Jews did. They smote their breasts. When they heard the apostolic fathers preach, it bothered them so much that they cast dust in the air and pulled the hair and stoned the prophets. Well, do I expect any different when I preach the truth? I'm going to hit you with the rock of salvation, glory to Yahweh, and if it falls, Joni, the Bible says this stone of the gospel will grind you to powder. Well, after we remake you, after we bring you out of your false line of conception, you've conceived a lie. The Bible says you believe a lie and you can be damned. So repent. We're telling you that Christ was from the tribe of Ephraim, or the 10 northern tribe kingdoms, which is the stick of Ephraim. He was out of that bloodline. He was not from the other bloodline. We're talking about Judah. He was never a Jew. Never was intended to be a Jew. It wasn't prophesied for him to be a Jew, or out of the bloodline descendant of the Jew. Or Judah, if you will, a better term. The word Jew is used very loosely, but I'm talking about the tribe of Judah. Nowhere in the prophetic birthright scriptures was Christ, the king, the birthright inheritor, to come out of a different tribe and inherit the birthright through a different tribe that didn't have it. Well, just the fact that Ephraim was the birthright, and the birthright belonged to Ephraim, that Christ would have to come out of the tribe of Ephraim to legally, now we're talking about spiritually legalness, because everything in Scripture ordained had to happen just like it said. And the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis, 24th verse, said the stone shepherd Messiah will come out of Joseph. Ha ha, praise Yahweh. Well, that's a long way from Judah. Just like as the crow flies, it is 65 miles as the crow flies from Bethlehem Ephratah down to Bethlehem Judea, where that we have been led to believe that Christ was born in Bethlehem Judea. Oh, I know there's a scripture there, but let me assure you that that's not the birthright territory, neither does it match the description of the geographical area of where he was reputed to come from in the prophecies of the scriptures. So something's wrong, or something is rotten in Denmark, and where there's a little smoke, we've discovered there may be a raging inferno waiting on them that are deceived. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said, let no man take your crown. We're here to put one on your head, not take one off. We're here to ordain you into the truth. I'd give you a bunch of pack of lies. If I was preaching lies, don't you think I'd get on a little better subject to tickle your ears? You think I'm interested in tickling your ears? You didn't dial in at the right time, praise Yahweh, or you don't know much about the shepherd's calling, Pastor Buddy. We don't take any prisoners when it comes to the truth. We don't let truth suffer for flesh's sake. If you don't believe it, well, just go on to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. Because only the truth and they that love the truth will enter in. Therefore, you've got to hate every false way. And if you're made out of the same stuff I am, we'll see you down the road in the truth. Why? Because all of the ways of Yahweh are righteousness and truth. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right. Now, if you're in that way, and you clash with the truth way, you run onto an old, grizzled, hard-headed, gray-headed prophet like myself, then he's going to kick your butt and take your name and put you on the rejection list or the exception list, and you'll have to choose that very day who you're going to serve. You see, you don't have no choice here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just either black or white, in or out, on or off, hot or cold, up or down. Choose this day. See, that's the gospel I preach. I preach that it's repentance, and remission of sins and baptism in the name of Yahweh for the seal of the righteous cause, or you're on your way down to a lower position on the totem pole. Many are going to stand before him that day thinking that they are head of the class. Yeah, prophets like myself, racial covenant two-seat line, I even embarrassed some of the racial covenant two-seat line preachers. They won't give me the right hand of fellowship. Oh, they speak about me behind my back, but when I come in the building carrying my King James sword, then everything lays low. When the big dogs get on the porch, the little dogs run under the porch. Why? Because if you don't have any gospel to preach, if you can't preach to my face, then you can't preach behind my back to hurt me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not afraid of your face or your back. We're going to preach you the same gospel to your face as we preach to your back. Repent or perish. That's the gospel's sake, and we ain't here to give you any tidbits or any sugar kits, as you will, as the old saying goes, and we're not here to spoon-feed you with milky mush. We're here to put the word on you. We're here to shell the corn of truth right down over your head. Praise Yahweh, and that's what it's going to take. Now, let's get out of this assume right into the way that is right. How long is our prayers going to be an abomination to him? How long are we going to see him be in anger and hide his face from us? He says, you feed us with the bread of tears. You give tears to drink in great measure. Why? Why is Israel the tail and not the head? Well, ladies and gentlemen, please do me a favor tonight. If you want to know the truth, well, then I recommend this chapter for you. And I don't have time to go there because I'm on another horse here. But let me just give you this, and you take a mental note or write it down in your paper notes if you're taking notes. Go to the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy and see that this day he said, behold, I set before you a blessing or a curse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't have it both ways. You can't be on the fence. You've got to be either racial covenant to seed line, believing in the divine name of Yahweh, manifest in the flesh body, come to bring his name and power into your life through water baptism as a remission of your sin. If you don't have that, you ain't going.
Say, well, brother, buddy, I don't know who made you a judge.
The gospel will stop every mouth, the Bible said. And he said, preach the word, be instant in season, reprove and rebuke. That's what I do. I'm authorized by Yahweh. I wouldn't call by man. I wasn't hired by man, so you didn't hire me, and you sure can't fire me. And until Yahweh gets through with this voice, you can't do nothing against it, but either accept it or run from it. Well, we know all those. Well, we've even got racial covenant two-seat line identity preachers that run from us. Just like we got the plague. Well, we have. It's the truth. You see, the truth is really something that they're scared of. Why? Because it uncovers their fallacies. You mean racial covenant two-seat line preachers can be wrong and have errors? Well, of course they can. Ladies and gentlemen, even I can err. Oh, you say, oh, Pastor Buddy is bold and as braggart as you are. You know you can't err. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I come short of the mark every day. Now, why? Because I'm struggling, striving for truth. But I've got just as much truth as the next man, and I'll put my truth up against anybody. And if I've got truth and you've got truth, come, let us join together, and we will take sweet counsel together. Most of them get just a little truth, and then they get them a herd of little goat sheep trying to act like they're sheep, get them a bunch of goats, and when a real preacher comes, a shepherd, he knows the difference between a goat and a sheep. A sheep will hear the word, and a goat will say, bah, I know it says that, but my preacher told me, Pastor Buddy, and told me to avoid preachers like you. Well, you better run for your life because I ain't taking no prisoners. I'll kill you with the gospel and then revive you with baptism in the great name, or I will cut you until you bleed somewhere down a trail where you hid from the truth. Bible said, be sure your sins find you out. If you ain't had them remitted in the name of Yahweh, then Yahweh's going to find you somewhere, and you're going to come up short at judgment.
Well, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works, Lord? And Lord, I went down there and seen Aunt Susie when she was in the hospital.
Yeah, but you waited 10 years while she's laying in the nursing home before you ever visited her.
Well, Lord, you know I love her,
yeah. It was time for her and her to be divided, and you thought you'd get left out, so you ran down there real fast and showed yourself friendly right before she died so you could get included in her will. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not willing, and I am not going to put up with any crap of that nature. If you ain't got true love, now what is true love? There's a difference between agape, that is a love of Yahweh, and the love of the world. The Bible said, he that loves the world, the love of the Father ain't in him. Never can be and never will be until you drop that love. And we're talking about those that love filthy lucre. Oh, yeah, they love big churches and big steeples. The bigger the steeple, the bigger the phallus. Read the Two Babylons by Alexander Hyslop, and you will understand about this pagan mess that's going on today called Christianity or churchanity. I'm telling you what, it's so sickening that I want to puke, especially through the holidays, the holy days, as according to the Caesar, according to the Pope, not according to Yahweh. This ain't no holy day, ladies and gentlemen. We ain't had no holy days through Christmas. Where is it in the Bible that's a holy day? My heavens, since when I speak about it and then I come against it, oh, well, you just speak against everything we're for. Well, that's what my cow, when they were trying to go up to do their thing, Micah prophesied against them, and oh, Ahab, he didn't like that glory to Yahweh, and so when the kings heard this prophet speak, they said, we're going up because the rest of the prophets said we was okay. He said, well, if you go up and you're okay, I'm a false prophet. Well, you know what happened, ladies and gentlemen. They got their butts kicked all over the place, and Micah got him a jail sentence for doing the talking. Well, that's all right. Praise Yahweh. Some of you will be put in prison. That's a light charge. Some of you will be put to death. Most of you will suffer persecutions for my name's sake. Matthew 10:22, get real. Let's live in reality, Israel. How long do you want ease in Zion? The Bible says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. You'll not stay on the fence around me, praise Yahweh. I'll give you a clear-cut choice. Repent and getting baptized in Yahweh's name, or you, me, and you'll fall out. And every time I get up, I'll burn your socks off, praise Yahweh. As the old Baptist preachers used to call it, we will set your woods on fire. Praise Yahweh. Now, that's what a minister... You see, Yahweh said he would make his ministers a flame of fire. Most of them is just a damp rag smoldering around, braying like a jackass about complaining about they ain't getting enough tithes. Glory to God. Or send me all of your love offerings down this way, and I'll send you out some holy water. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, after 50 years, I'm getting to be where I'm puking at that crap. That ain't nothing but robbers, thieves and robbers, coming in sheep's appearance, but they have a wolf's nature about them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when you cut out their bread basket, when you tear down their little playhouse, of course they're going to holler and pitch a fit. Most churches, that if this message was taped and took into the local bailbox churches, the pastor would get up and he said, now let me play you a segment out of Pastor Johnson's beliefs here. He believes that everybody's going to hell that don't believe like he does. I didn't say that, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I said. I said everything that turns his ear from hearing is going to hell. That's what I said, not what I believe. It's what the Word says. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You better get on the right side of the fence of your understanding, for we've got a lot of spiritual mental cripples that are ignorant, and the Bible said they're fearful and superstitious on top of that. My, they don't even know what the consolations of the heavens for. Most of them think that's witchcraft. My heavens, praise Yahweh. Well, Hallelujah. How in the world did I ever get on that? And I'm talking to my people tonight. I'm talking to Jacob. I'm talking to them that want the meat. Are you tired of milk doctrine? I searched through the radio, shortwave, through internet. Man, I search on radio. I search the television. I'm listening for a voice of truth. I'm listening for somebody that's got guts. I'm listening for somebody like Isaiah when he preached enough. The Bible said he walked naked for 3 years through the land. And for the results, they cut him in two, like I said last night. Jeremiah preached against the sins of Judah and Israel. And for his efforts, he got a pit dug for him. And Micah, as I've done indicated, every time he said something righteous in the name of Yahweh, there was always a king who had a better way, or a preacher or a priest that had done figured out an easier way. And most of the Jacob Israel was over there getting their ears scratched. You know, the Bible said that they come, they'll have tickling ears. Tickling ears, meaning they want their ears tickled. I notice people, they like to shout when they go to church. Message like I have kills them. You think I've sent them all to hell. They got big old drooped down sad faces. Why? Because the truth hurts. It don't make you jump up and swing on a rafter. You know, with these prophets that you see on television, and I could name a few personally, and you probably all know, you know, they like to blow on people and wave their hand, and aisle after aisle, people will fall back. They do that, ladies and gentlemen, without preaching any truth whatsoever. The Bible said that Yahweh will send these people that are falling for that crap, strong delusion that they can believe a lie and be damned, and a lot of them are Jacob Israel. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's why that Pastor Buddy is roaring like a lion in the forest of Jacob tonight, trying to bring racial covenant identity back to the top. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't get buttermilk till you churn the milk. Good cream comes to the top, praise Yahweh. So I'm going to put the churn on high and kick butt and take name here tonight, praise Yahweh, and tell you, Jacob Israel, that you don't have a flower bed of ease to lay on, and I'm not interested in tickling your ears. If you want that message, cut this one off and wait for the next one, because there'll be plenty of them coming on. And I'll give you what you want to hear rather than what you need to hear. Your needs and your wants is two different things. Those people get down and they pray for their wants. Not really what they need. They all need a good tail kicking, a good switching by Yahweh. That's what they really need, but they want a two-car garage. They want a Lincoln Cadillac or whatever. They want the world on one hand and Yahweh on the other, and it ain't no way, according to this redneck gospel hour, praise Yahweh, and I will declare it to the day that I die and stand on the word of Yahweh, that Yahweh is fully pissed about this, because he said he's angry against the prayers of the people. You ever prayed and your prayer fall right back in your face? Yeah, but boy, I go down here to the first Pentecostal, glory to God, and man, when that preacher prays, I'm... Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. Praise Yahweh. If we've got any audience left now, I guess maybe that I can sow some seed. You know, after I get that off my chest, I'm really talking to our people tonight, Jacob Israel. I'm talking about the 10 northern rebellious ones. The Bible says, all day long I have stretched forth, we're talking about Yahweh, and his counsel to his people. All day long I have stretched forth my hand to a gainsaying and disobedient people. Israel can't come together and agree on anything hardly. Praise Yahweh. Why? Because we are such a divided and spoiled and pampered a bunch. Hard times would kill us. Most of us, especially the preachers, they got bellies that would rival the Kung Fu wrestlers in Japan, or those big heavyweights that, I don't know, some kind of wrestlers they got over there. They go up about 700 or 800 pounds. Some of our Israelite preachers have got that big and fat. Praise Yahweh. They need to fast and pray and seek Yahweh and quit going out for money and start preaching for Yahweh. They don't believe that Yahweh can feed them. Now, I'm going to go to 1 Kings chapter 11. We're going to start in the 26th verse. I'm going to show you how the kingdoms were divided. I'll give you the war that has been going on for several generations. And it starts right here, ladies and gentlemen, with a division of the 12 tribes. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. That's just enough right there to really puke you. Nebat. Think about that, son of Nebat. Something's going wrong here right now. He was an Ephratite of Zeredah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman. Even he lifted up his hand against King Solomon. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon had built Melo and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. Remember, he was an Ephratite. And Solomon, seeing the young man, that he was industrious. My heavens, at least he had some gumption about him. Most of the 10 tribe nation of Israel today don't have any gumption whatsoever. They don't even have enough gumption to rule their own house and set their own house in order, let alone going out and trying to put someone else's house in order. Why? Because they don't preach enough the gospel to do it. Praise Yahweh. He made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. There we go. Now listen. And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilomite, found him in the way. And he had clad himself with a new garment, and they were two alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on Jeroboam and rent it in 12 pieces. My heavens, how'd you like for a man to walk up and rip your suit off and tear it to shreds? Well, that's exactly what happened here. And remember now, Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. Do you think that this prophet Ahijah from the city of Shiloh, where the 10 tribe kingdom had the name of Yahweh embedded, was Upper Galilee, and he said unto Jeroboam, take you 10 pieces. For thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you. Well, mercy sakes alive, we're fishing to divide the kingdom. You say, well, I didn't know it was divided. I thought that when you said the Jews is God's chosen people, that included all the 10 tribes. Well, that's what you thought. Well, see, you can believe a lie and be damned. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why it takes this hard teaching to wake you up. And we don't have time to dilly-dally around with your little feelings. And you just go off and lick your wounds somewhere. If I preach the gospel and it hurts you, good. Go off and lick your wounds and come back and we'll put some more salt in them. My daddy always told me we'd get cut on the farm, you know, and we didn't have tetanus shots and we didn't have these modern physicians. If we got ripped across the leg with a plow or a thorn or something like that and cut our big gash, my dad would just go get the salt and pour it full, wrap it up with a rag and say, get back to work, you little weakie. Praise Yahweh. And we would get back to work. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake. Now, here is Solomon. Most people think that Christ descended from Solomon. Guess again. I'm sorry. He did not descend from Solomon, from that bloodline of Solomon. Now, if you want to find out what Solomon done, let's just go back to the first verse, and we'll see what type of dude this guy was. And King Solomon loved many strange women. Strange is the word 5237. That means a foreigner out of the house of Israel, or separated from the house of Israel. Strange women, meaning that they were foreigners. This was considered fornication. together with a daughter of Pharaoh, starting right there, women of the Moabites. A Moabite shall not enter the congregation. Here is Solomon marrying them. You think that's a type of Christ? You think Christ's bloodline will be rectified through that filth? Not on a million years. But we've been led. We've been took down the fairy tale, the primrose path trail, and believe that garbage. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go into the lineage downline, you'll say that you'll see that the bloodline from David came through another son and not Solomon.
Well, happy day. Or you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I'd rather you hadn't told me that. I believed it all my life, glory to God, that Christ came from the blood of Solomon.
Well, he didn't. No, sirree. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't you glad? You ain't come from something like this? Amorites? Edomites? Married an Edomite. The Zohinians and the Hittites and the Canaanites. Oh, my heavens, ladies and gentlemen. Praise Yahweh. And Solomon, now notice what the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall you come into they come into you, for surely they will turn your heart away after their gods. And Solomon cleaved to these strange women in love. You see, love will do funny things to you. You can love a lie and be damned. So you better fall out of love with a lie. You better, it's too hard, but I just can't walk there. I can't give up everything. I've got a gravy train going here. You don't ask me to walk away from it. What are you going to take out if you're with you? You came in naked, and that's the way you'll leave. And it's for sure that you brought nothing in, and for sure you ain't going to take nothing out. What if you give or gain all all the world and lose your soul? You better put on some truth before you get out of here. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. And his heart was not perfect with Yahweh. Now here, ladies and gentlemen, is the consequences of Solomon's sin. Praise Yahweh. And it goes on to say that Yahweh said right then, I will take away the kingdom out of your hand, but I swore to David that I wouldn't do it as long as you were alive, Solomon. So I tell you what I will do. I will take 10 of the nations of Israel out of your hand, and you will only be over the house of Judah. Very strange here. Praise Yahweh. As he took the 10 pieces, and you shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake. This is again verse 32. And for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth. What do you think they're doing today on December the 25th, starting in the goddess of Ashtar, the winter solstice goddess? What do you think they're doing now, ladies and gentlemen? You don't think it's a penitentiary crime? You don't think it's worthy of death? You don't think that Yahweh is ticked off the least bit? You think that he's in all this paganism that's been carrying on across the country? Where is the scripture for it? I'll give you scripture for a feast day. Then you say, well, have you ever kept Passover? No, that's under the law, glory to God. I don't do that no more. I keep Easter. We quit killing them lambs, and we started killing swine and eating swine's flesh and ham on Easter, glory to God. And that's the gospel according to the Roman Catholic Church and the Baptist Church and the Quakers and the Shakers. And you just keep on naming the Judeo politically correct agenda that they got going on today, forms and fashion, and full well they reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep their own tradition. What are you going to do when the world's on fire? Where are you going to hide? You're going to run to Santa Claus and sit on his knee and ask him to bring you a nice little present when the fire's falling? Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want Santa Claus a hold of you in that day. You don't want to sit on his knee in that day. You better be over on Yahweh's side, because everybody that's not on his side is going to be cut off according to the word. If you ain't loved him down here and kept his commandments, you ain't going to love him and keep his commandments up there. You say, well, I'll do a quick change. I'll do a Houdini. I'll slip out of sin, and then just in the nick of time, I'll come sliding into heaven. Glory to God. Well, you'll be more likely going through hell in a pine box casket, a popping and cracking as the old saying goes, if you don't repent of your sin and believe Yahweh. Now, howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom, Yahweh prophesied in 34, out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David's sake, my servant, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. Well, here we are, praise Yahweh. And verse 36, and unto his son will I give one tribe. Now, this son, Solomon, this Edomite lover, this romancer of the different tribes that Yahweh told them not to go into, he broke Yahweh's covenant, and he started bringing sons out of this mixed relationship to sit upon his throne, and said, Yahweh said, not so. I won't permit your blood or any king to sit on my throne with a Canaanite bloodline. Ladies and gentlemen, now you wonder, and you need to write from my tape, how the serpent got into the bloodline of Israel. Yes, they made it. Even Yahweh's stern commandments were broken. Therefore, he turned even the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and he drove them out of the land and sent them a-sailing throughout the earth. Notice here, verse 36, and his son will I give only one tribe. One tribe. Have you ever heard this gospel preached anywhere? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, not really. Come to think about it. Well, I wonder why I'm the lone ranger here preaching the gospel, crying out for the sins of Jacob Israel and telling you how to get right and to come online with the truth. I will do this because I have chosen him to put my name there. We're talking about the city that is called by his name. So Solomon, therefore, sought to kill Jeroboam. Now here is a Judite, Solomon, trying to kill Jeroboam, an Ephraimite. And now we got brother against brother here in the kingdom. And what do you think's going on today? Now, chapter 12 of 1 Kings will give you the story of the northern tribes as they revolted away from the tribe of Judah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they warred about these things after Rehoboam, after he became king, after Solomon died. Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, reigned. And, of course, you know what Rehoboam did. He did worse than Solomon. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is prone to sin and go a-whoring and worship strange gods and go after strange flesh. The covenant of the 25th chapter of the book of Numbers will tell you of the Phinehas priesthood. For these sins, they were punished because they brought in strange wives and bare children right in the midst of the house of Israel. My hallelujah. And it's still a sin today, and yet nobody cries out against it. Nobody preaches against it. We are the politically correct agenda, the 5013 fee, I guess it is, to get this tax-exempt status. You can't say nothing against it now, because you have to sign this little thing that if you do, you'll be a good boy, and you won't speak about these things. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thankfully, I don't have to do that. Praise Yahweh. Now, they may cut my voice off. They may put me in jail. They may kill me. They may stone me to death, as did they that preached or tried to kill the Apostle Paul, Peter, and James, and succeeded in most cases because they preached the same thing I'm preaching. They went only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who I'm going to. I have no other gods before me. I'm not interested in any other people in the earth. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. Go off and find you a preacher to soothe you somewhere else, because I'm skinning the children of Israel. That's my job, to skin them and to clean them. As Dr. Gary would say, while you skin, praise Yahweh. Or I'll put the oil in and we'll fry in the pan, praise Yahweh. Well, that's what Israel needs. We need them to get into the frying pan. Most people jump out of the frying pan into the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't escape this truth. It's coming on a brother or a sister in a neighborhood near you because of God. You think I'm hard. Wait till the next generation of Yahweh's Ephraimite prophets are raised up. You think that I'm a tough old gizzard? Well, you wait for the next round of the prophets that come on the scene. Praise Yahweh. Now, we are going to give you a little information, mine, but the time is running out, about Ephraim and his name. Now, tomorrow night, I want to really get into the meat of the genetics. I'm going to the New Testament to give you a cross-reference check of the two places in the New Parchment where that the genetic downline, the genealogy, is mentioned. Then we're going to cross-check it with the old parchment scriptures and see if it lines up. You see, if they don't speak according to the word, it's because somebody's went in there and done a job of changing. Woe unto the scribes. What's the scribes? Those that posted the scriptures from one scroll to the next. Well, now if it fit the agenda, if you had a false scribe in there, if you had a Canaanite scribe, in other words, well, don't you think that he would favor a certain section of his own genetics? Well, I would think so, praise Yahweh. Why? Because they will think to change times and laws. That's the scribes. They did it very well. They took you out of Sabbath keeping. You don't even know when Sunday comes. Or the Sabbath, as the old saying goes. You don't even know when the Sabbath is. Oh, you say, yes, I do. I've got you there, buddy. It's on Saturday. Glory to God. Not necessarily. You need to write from my tape on the true formula or the hidden formula for Sabbath. Praise Yahweh. And you might get you a better understanding on what the Canaanite scribes have done to you in the past. Yes, they've done a number on you then. You see, the seventh-day fixed day is impossible. Why? Because of the revolution of the moon, you have to keep it according to the first day, which is the new moon, and that is a holy day. You start off on that foot, you work 6 days, and then you keep a Sabbath. Well, I've got news for you. You need to really hear this message, the hidden Sabbaths. It is news to the ears of Israel. It'll put you back on the time track. You see, that's why Israel got... You say, I don't have to keep them no more. Glory to God. Well, that's what them heathen said back yonder. Yeah, the same modernistic prophets. Oh, well, that's under the law. Glory to God. But now, let me ask you a question. If we ain't under the law, which is the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You don't believe in killing, do you? Because you're not under the law. Well, no. Well, if you break one, you're guilty of all. If you break the fourth one, if you keep the eighth one or the ninth one or the tenth one, and then you break the first one, which is greater than all of them, then who's going to stand here? Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get around the keeping of the law. It is time forever, and it's a judgment stick against you or for you. If you say you love him and won't keep his commandments, you're a liar. You say, yeah, but I don't believe in no man can keep that law. Glory to God. Well, you swaggered and staggered on that, and praise Yahweh, and you've been led down the primrose path of deceit through tradition. What law do you keep? Well, I just love everybody. Well, I don't. I sure as hell don't love everybody. I hate every false way. And I'm not in love with tradition. I'm in love with the truth, and if it goes against tradition, the hell with tradition. Give me truth. Ephraim's name, as an individual, is mentioned only 14 times in Scripture. Now that's... What about 14 times? Ephraim only mentioned 14 times in Scripture? Now, what does 14 mean? Well, there's 14 generations between Abraham and David, and 14 generations between David and Christ. So 14 is a very significant number, has a numerical meaning. It is twice 7, which is a double witness of complete. So then Ephraim's name is put in here as a double witness that he is the birthright son, guaranteed 14 times. The designation of Ephraimite and Ephraimites, which are connected to Strong's number 669, is also in there, praise Yahweh. They appear 155 times. Well, ladies and gentlemen, where does time go so fast? Praise Yahweh. I've been preaching my heart out to you. I love you, Jacob. You may not think I do, but I really do. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you the truth. Now go lick your wounds and come back tomorrow night and hear some more of it, and I'll really put the salt to you tomorrow night, praise Yahweh, as we nail this genetic downline of Joseph. We're going to change what you thought about it. because you can believe a lie and be damned. We're going to give you truth and let you make a choice here. Pastor Buddy, the shepherd's call, write to me, Post Office Box 2284, New Townsville, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I dare you. Praise Yahweh. Just a dial a 423-626-2172. And you'll hear a big roaring voice on the other end answer up, and I'll just probably eat you alive when you come in. Nah, I won't do that. I am a very meek, humble person. When I get out of the harness here of preaching, I just become a normal, just a regular good Joe. Praise Yahweh. So call me up. I'd love to talk to you. I'm serious. I love you very much. Praise Yahweh. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you the truth. We'll just have to keep on keeping on. Praise Yahweh. We're going to preach the truth anyway. Pastor Buddy, see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this great station. Praise Yahweh.